Sunday. Good everybody! Welcome to Halftime on a Friday afternoon. Gee whiz, we are bouncing off the walls here at the moment. What a day it is, what a weekend it's going to be. Welcome to Casual Friday, where we just loosen up the shirt on a Friday afternoon as we start to unwind for a huge sporting weekend. And none better than the Adelaide Oval this afternoon, where Australia will take on Pakistan in the Cricket World Cup quarterfinal. Smokey Dawson all over that for us on SEN through the afternoon. Of course, NAB Challenge continues tonight after the game last night. Not overly entertaining, really. Well, very one-sided, but the rest of the weekend will be much better, you would imagine. Lots to talk about, lots to get through, a lot of fun to be had on Casual Friday. Of course, the man that we rely on for most of that is Jason Richardson, former Stall Gift champion, and these days owning the television on the racing industry. Hello, Richo.
Hello, Danny boy. Great to be with you.
Do you look good?
Oh, thanks.
You dressed up again.
Thanks.
What?
Oh, I'm on the way to Moonee Valley, of course.
Oh, of course.
Looking Alistair Clark Stakes.
Not
the Run for the Roses. I don't even know if that's the name of it, but I'm adding that.
The Run for the Roses. Isn't there
well,
roses
I'm going to add
Moonee Valley, is it?
Well, there is. Out wide. That's not where you want to be, though.
That's where Adelaide went last year for the Cox Plate.
That's right. He chewed a little rose on the way down to just defeating Faulkner in a driving finish. Oh, memories.
Memories.
Isn't that great? Hey, good to be with you. We appear to have a scratching. Which is interesting because I was invited to a function last night. You know, you and
Did
I don't
you go
get
to a
invited.
Function?
You know how you and I don't get invited.
We never get invited.
We never get invited.
No,
I finally got invited,
Where'd you go?
Other plans. But I thought, you know what? I've actually got to do the process of what we've been schooled by the Minister for Social Events with her schedule of events.
It's got to fit in her schedule of events.
That's right. She told us, listen, if you stop, if you get an invite and you say no,
yeah.
If you do that a few times, they just drop you off the list.
Right.
So I thought, hang on.
Well, I've got to get invited first before they wipe me.
Well, that's right. So I got a rare one.
Yes.
Popped in, but I had other commitments. So I had to just in and out.
Oh.
In and out.
We like to call that the pop-in.
That's right. Mm. The pop-in. Or I went to the Bermuda toilet, which is fantastic.
Sorry?
The Bermuda toilet.
What's that mean? Oh, sorry. Yes,
that's where you disappear, mate.
Yeah, right. Just got to go to the toilet.
I just got to go to the toilet. Be right back.
Smoke bomb.
Bummer.
Yeah,
gone.
Right, I'm with you. The Bermuda toilet. Well, I've never heard it referred to as that.
Well, my mates and I have had we had that unwritten law all through us growing up. You know, when you're doing the 21st scene and you're doing, you know, the pub scene and the bar scene and the club scene, the Bermuda toilet's a given.
Right.
And there's never any, oh, mate, what didn't you tell me?
It's
the next
accepted.
Day. It's very accepted.
It's just accepted.
Just if it's time to go, it's time to go.
Right.
And that's your excuse, the Bermuda toilet. While I was on the way to the Bermuda toilet.
Easy for you to say.
I came across the legend of scheduling of events.
In the men's toilets?
No.
Right.
Walking past, but with a certain pep in thou step.
Oh.
So I'm suggesting that she may be a late scratching because she looked like she was ready to get it on.
Why would you say that? She looks a bit fatigued, but of course she's here. It's Friday. It's midday. She's
she
here every
had,
week.
Hello, looks like she's had about 14 minutes sleep.
Good team members would have just covered for me. You would have just chatted amongst yourselves.
We did,
then
we tried.
Introduced me. You normally do that anyway. You normally chat amongst yourselves before you come to me.
We put extra ads in. We put the news on longer.
We delayed it.
Was that sort of little mishap with the news intentional?
Yes, that was deliberate.
That was deliberate.
They went and jumped on a grenade for you.
Put themselves under the bus for you.
Good to see you.
That's good to be
so
here.
So where were you? Hang on. Where wasn't I? Is probably the question. Right.
Oh, we had a wonderful function at Crown. It was great.
We don't
Club 23.
That's fine. I don't want to know.
Would you say it's the best views in town? It's in the top 10 of best views in town.
Well, you're
heavily confused. Well, I mean, as far as views go, I mean, it's hard to.
Where are the top views in town? 9, 4, 2, 9, 11, 16. Just
you
random
know
stuff.
One of the
here?
Best views in town is the commission houses, or the commission block in Williamstown, where you can see over the water and see the city skyline. It is just. Most spectacular.
I spent a lot of
time
in the commission block.
You would not have been to a commission block.
Well, no, but I've got the picture that was taken from the commission block. So
okay.
I was been there.
Right. Who's got the best view in town? That Crown one's hard to beat, isn't it?
Yeah,
especially at night when we get comes up.
What I still
a thrill.
Love that.
What
I
a thrill, Harp.
Still scares the crap out of me.
No.
As I'm walking, bloody Nora, what's happened there? No, not. Well, that's all right. I work out where I fit in the scheme of things here. That's good. That's good.
Well, you know what? I think I offered to take you as my plus one. And
I don't think you did.
Hello.
No, there's a lot of...
I thought about it.
There's a lot of I think I did here. Actually, nothing ever happened.
You know what? I thought about it.
It's the thought that counts.
That's right.
And I did think about it. Yes. But then I thought, it's your birthday. You're going to be with...
When was your birthday, Huffy?
That's all right.
Yesterday.
It's all right. It's only important right now. It's only important.
Happy birthday, man.
Huff and Lavinia.
It's all right. You missed
Lavinia's
it.
Birthday, too.
What do you mean, Huff
Shane
and Lavinia?
Jacobson. Kenny.
Oh, really?
Well, you've got all of them covered. You're playing them
the
on
great,
a break.
The great Smokey Dawson, the original.
Yeah, you're not, playing not all
Graham.
Of them on a break.
Not Graham.
They're all same day as Hufford.
I'm not sure they are.
They are.
I'm not sure
what
they
happened?
Are.
Was there a family gathering?
No, we're all
the
out.
Kids?
No. It was a busy night. No one got home until about 9 o'clock.
Hey, that's no good. Lots to talk about. Before we do that, before we talk about this, well, there's some disgusting stuff that's going on in Melbourne.
Well,
but
there's
I'm
not
sure
much we can say about it.
There's not much we can say about that. Hey, you've been aware that on sen.com.au and right here on 1116 SEN Melbourne's Home of Sport, we've been running a competition to win a birdcage marquee package to the Commercial Club Albury Gold Cup. It's on next Friday on the 27th of March. It gives me great pleasure to announce the winner of that. Ooh. And he is from Balaclava. So anyone who's not from Balaclava, bad luck. You've missed it. So now everyone else from Balaclava, you're listening in?
Gee, they are on the edge of the seat for Balaclava.
They've moved forward. What's just thinking, we're so close to Caulfield.
What is a resident of Balaclava called? The Balaclavians?
Well, they, why wouldn't they be?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it'd
it
be
a... is a weird sounding suburb, isn't it? Of all the suburbs, Balaclava.
Ooh. Hang on. You live in a suburb called Mount Martha.
Stop being obscene, okay?
No, that's a, he's got a point.
Obscene.
He's got a
and
point.
Yet you're having a go at Balaclava.
it's an unusual place. I enjoy it. It's,
what,
it's
Balaclava or Mount
Well,
Martha.
I obviously enjoy Mount Martha because I live there, but no, I enjoy Balaclava.
Okay.
You say Mount Martha like Simon O'Donnell, member of the Friday Boys Club.
That's right.
Chief Longstripe.
Longstripe. And Simon O'Donnell, by all reports, and congratulations
was he there
to
last
him.
Night?
God love him, is, well, he might be on the route to Sydney because he's part of the Seven coverage tomorrow through the Golden
Sorry,
Slipper.
Well, surely you'll be catching the same flight.
Well, no, I'm just doing some stuff for the Bendigo element of it. But
hang on a minute.
I feel like he may have
white-handed me. Well, there's a Bendigo
element to the race. He may have white-handed me.
Oh, you're the Brett Lee.
No,
you're the Simon O'Donnell. He's the Brett Lee.
He's Brett Lee.
We need to get him on. We need to get Simon
Serves
O'Donnell
you
on.
You too right for trying to white-ant me with him. See, it's come back to you. This is what's the karma train.
No, we need to get Simon O'Donnell on because he's Brett Lee you.
He's Brett Lee me.
Bravo.
But not only that, I spoke to him throughout the week. Not a mention of it. That's one thing.
Because he knows.
That's right.
He knows
This
Brett
is
Lee
the man you. That did give me the name Chief
Longstride.
And he, A, no mention, B, said, I'm very keen to ring up every Friday because I don't want to backstab Rita for a job. I want to do it right up to her face.
Bring it on, Simon. Bring it.
So,
he's very happy to take that on.
While we have digressed, well, God love everyone at Balaclava.
God, the Balaclava.
They're still on the edge of their seat.
Aren't they ever?
Hasn't the tension...
I completely forgot about
absolutely
that.
Absolutely killed. There's people in Balaclava going, for God's
sake, so
don't
about,
announce it.
I'm still thinking about the best views in town.
The Balaclava.
Really?
So
not a great
views.
View in Balaclava, I wouldn't have thought. Oh, looking overlooking Caulfield Park.
No, it's a bit too sort of, grungy for
Caulfield
me.
Caulfield Park. Hang on.
No. The Balaclava sort of outlook.
Oh, they're looking at in Balaclava.
I like to have some water in my views.
Oh, okay.
I like to have some bays.
Or
oceans.
And rivers, even the brown rivers?
Rivers.
Because you
good.
Put Crown as your number one. So
no,
you might
that's the top 10.
Anyway.
No, I did say top 10. So the Balaclavians are on the edge of their seat.
Yeah.
Everyone from Balaclava, you're still ready? The winner is Samuel. Now, interesting.
Look at you. You're good at this game.
Every Sam in Balaclava is on the edge of their seat now.
That's
There'd
right.
Be a
How
lot of Sams there.
Now?
There'd Lots? Be a lot of Samuels in Balaclava.
Oh, well, right. What okay. do you say that? Generalisation.com.au.
Well, because it's a popular name amongst certain communities.
What certain community are you referring to?
Certain communities that dominate the population in Balaclava.
Well, it's not exactly a secret. There's a lot of Jewish people
exactly.
in Balaclava.
So why are you so reluctant?
Because I'm stating the obvious, but you're making it out like it was something wrong.
No, I'm just asking you a question, and you started turning into a bit of
I don't think I did any of that, actually. No.
All right, all you Samuels from Balaclava, you can move forward on your seat because the winner is Samuel Wharton of Balaclava.
What?
Samuel has won two nights, twin share accommodation at Atura Albury, two birdcage marquee tickets on Albury Gold Cup Day. It is fantastic. Commercial Albury Gold Cup Carnival next Thursday and Friday, the biggest race meeting in country New South Wales.
Where would you rather be, at Albury or Balaclava? Rito, if you were given the opportunity.
You know what?
Martha.
You did Mount Martha, you'd win that easily. I'd rather be Balaclava because, you know, I went to Albury, a little stop there for dinner recently, and there was a...
Hang on, stop.
Yeah.
You went for a stop to Albury recently?
Yeah, but like last month.
Was this on route to the golf course ice skating boat?
That's right.
Did you drive to Sydney?
Because it was our first road trip. It was very exciting, but it took like 2 days because we stopped every 5 minutes. Our first stop was Airport West. So that gives you an idea of how long it took us.
Why'd you stop?
Well, see, I used to work at Airport West like 15 odd years ago, and there was this awesome kebab shop there.
Stop.
16 maybe.
You'll go anywhere for a kebab.
And the kebab shop is still there, run by the same people.
That's a raging success. Of course it is.
Amazing.
Hey, forget that. So you missed the key part of it. She said work.
What?
Sorry, I'm slipping.
The illusion has been shattered.
You worked?
Wow. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Attended an office anyway.
Albury, they've got a paleo cafe. I mean, that is wrong. They lost me after that. No.
What's wrong with the paleo cafe?
Who cares? Don't go if you don't like it.
Well, but a whole cafe just dedicated to that sort of flogginess? No. Hang on.
Paleo's, there's some great elements.
Oh, yeah, you would be into it because you hate cheese and you hate everything that people actually love to eat. What else do you hate?
Vegemite. Simpsons.
You don't like tomato sauce on your sausages? You're just weird. You would be paleo. You probably are. You're probably the original.
Chief Longstride, the paleo.
I pick Balaclava over Albury any day of the week. And twice on Sundays.
Samuel Wharton.
Yeah, that was
the Warthog.
The Wartman.
Well done, Samuel.
Good old warts and all fella. That's Samuel, well done to you after Albury. Have a great
time.
Like
that's from Dockers. So, who won the marquee again?
There's a bit of feedback off the open line, 9429-1116, about the best views in town. Hit a chord. Pete in North Baldwin is there. G'day, Pete.
G'day, team. How you going?
Good.
Good. The men's room on the 35th floor of the Sofitel Hotel in Collins Street.
Yes, there's a restaurant on that.
It used to be known as Le Restaurant.
Yes, yes.
And now it's changed though, isn't it?
I haven't been to the new version of it, but yeah, that was famously one of the best views
in
town.
Unless it's in my kitchen, I don't know.
No, I've done...
Years ago. Pressure would have been on because the price is there and there's... portions.
Yeah, I must have got a voucher. Upon reflection, I couldn't have been there.
Chief Longstride just longstride into the 35th floor.
Must have been. Maybe it was during the day
where
it was a
cafe.
Very fine
dining.
Hang on, I can't have been there. I might have been on the 30th floor.
Is that a good nomination?
Excellent nomination.
I can't. I don't know. I've never been there.
You don't go out. That's why you're a hermit. Did you? Not even for your birthday, you ventured outside.
Well, I went outside.
Where'd you go? Recluse.com?
I had to go to the car to get in the car and then come to work.
He goes, that's...
What did the family just do for you last night?
Went to bed. It was too late for the kids. We got home at 9 o'clock. Busy.
What'd you get home at 9 o'clock for?
Footy training. Been kind of work due on. The kids have been babysat.
So you didn't even see your own family
on your birthday?
Was there an SEM work due?
No. World champ work due.
Oh, well. I was going to say.
At least
I'd
saw the wife. That's something.
Oh, she popped in late.
So, mum, dad, no one came around with a gift?
No,
cake?
Not important. Who cares? 38. Who cares? Move on. We've got little man's birthday today. They're all coming for that.
Oh, okay.
Ross is on the road. G'day, Ross.
Clean. Afternoon, all.
How you doing?
I've got you all covered. I've got waterfalls. I've got rockery. Ooh. The men's toilet at Olympic Park when Storm used to play there.
So, where's the waterfall at Olympic Park?
The men's toilet, Daniel. Catch up.
Right, so
we used to watch the game.
Anyone else running with Ross here, or am I just?
Well, he's talking about the men's toilets. I'm already out. I'm leaving it to you two to
decide.
Waterfall
and rocks. We're talking about the candies. Is that where we're going here, Richo? Righto, Roscoe. Not quite where we're going with the discussion. I wouldn't have thought.
No, that's good.
Speaking of, I do know. Talking about windows in those type of situations. The members at the MCC, the old members, had the window to the ground. That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
so you never,
cool.
never missed a ball.
That's right. That was cool.
Never missed a ball. That was cool.
And this is the MCG. I mean, the old Bullring Bar. That was a great view when you had no, because you had no view.
No view.
No view.
No view.
But that, how good was it?
It was great.
The atmosphere was awesome. Yeah.
20 years to get your MCC membership so you could not watch the cricket or the footy.
To not have any view. I took
worth queuing up for.
Yeah,
I took my mate to a boxing day and we went straight in there. And I said, let's just have a couple of, you know, poor Will. Let's just have a couple of just to warm up. You know, we'll have a bit. Once you get into the bullring bar. Anyway, so you're bumping into people. The atmosphere's building. Wouldn't believe it.
What happened?
We've looked up at the score where they're walking. The players are walking off. It's like, oh, it's lunch. Oh, okay. Well, so we stay there. And anyway, chatting away, blah, 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 blah. Anyway. Oh,
it's dinner.
It's tea. Tea. He's like, you've got to let me see Abel. This is ridiculous. We took him out for the last over and covered his eyes, every ball.
You know you can do that at home for free. You know you can do that.
Not as much atmosphere, man.
Of course there is. Depends who you invite over to your place.
That's a good point.
Chief Longstroke. 27 past 12 on Casual Friday. Richo and Rita are with us until 2 o'clock. A big sporting afternoon, of course. We've got Australia taking on Pakistan in Adelaide for the Cricket World Cup quarterfinals. And Graham Smoky Dawson will be all over it for us this afternoon, like he was yesterday's game between India and Bangladesh. Of course, India way too good in the end. It's been two fairly lacklustre affairs so far in the quarterfinals. Hopefully, today is a bit more dramatic, but of course, we want the right result with the Aussies going through to the semis. So you've got people thinking about the best views in Melbourne. In fact, the best views in Australia, perhaps, one of our other callers. Vaughan's on the road, wants to continue that. G'day, Vaughan.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
That's the way. I've been told that in the chairman's room at the MCG, there is a toilet, and if you're sitting on the throne, there is a window which allows you to look straight down the pitch at the MCG uninterrupted.
Sitting?
I reckon that'd be a pretty good view.
Sitting?
Sitting?
No one, we don't
you
do
can't
the,
be
sitting
doing the sitting
at
viewing.
The MCG.
That can't work.
You get your setup done so you're early before you. That's home setup.
No, that's a different
sometimes
discussion.
Sometimes it can't be helped.
That's a different discussion. That's okay. That sounds like a great view. I would doubt if
you
can sit and do it.
There should not even be any bowls in the men's toilets, just urinals.
No, let's not go there. Let's not go there.
You're not seeing me there.
Let's not go
ever.
There. Thank you, Vaughan, for
you're
your
call. You're
one
of those hoverers, aren't you?
Hover!
You wouldn't sit.
It's a great quaddy burn. Hey, what about this? Craig from McRae. Not Craig McRae, the great Brisbane Lions player, but Craig from McRae. There's a differentiation need to be made.
What
there.
A place.
Hello, Craig.
Okay, boys, girls, I'm sure Richo might have seen this. When you go to the Darwin Cup, if you go to Cullen Bay, there's a...
I've never been to Darwin.
Okay, there's a restaurant on the wharf, and it's got a urinal out of glass, so when you're doing your business, you can look straight out over the restaurant.
I think that sounds good to me.
Why does everyone want to spend time in toilets with a view?
I want to know how the best views in the country we've branched out to now with Darwin are all from a toilet. This is the land of people.
Is it our listeners?
Is it
sort of a toilet fixation our listeners have?
Get in, do your deposit, and get out.
Has nobody been to Cradle Mountain? Has nobody been to the top of the Rialto, to the Eureka Sky Deck? Has nobody been along the coastline of the peninsula?
The Williamstown Commission House.
The Williamstown
Mount
Commission
Wellington, overlooking Hobart. Oh, brilliant. Mm.
Apparently, there are no good views in the world unless you're urinating at the time. What the hell is going
what
on?
What are they doing?
John and Glenn Huntley, help us out.
Yeah, I got one, unless I urinate in my kitchen sink. But out my kitchen window, I'm back onto E Gun Reserve in Ormond. So out my kitchen window, I watch the Ormond Blues play in the amateurs.
No.
During footy season. During cricket season, I watch Ormond cricket team play on the cricket field. Watch Finey run around umpiring sometimes as well. And if I take a step to the right, I can see the Glenn Huntley Hunters baseball team play baseball most Sundays.
Your house is worth a fortune. That's what that is, John. For any SEN listener, your house is worth a fortune.
The famous brown and blue of the Maunders, who were once, a long, long time ago, a power.
Where are they these days?
In the Ammos.
With
an anchor.
Down?
Yeah, they're. They used
are
to
very,
be.
Very,
they were
very
A-grade premiers, and they historians. Had about five guys, the McDonald brothers, Phil Kingston, Connell, the list goes on, Mertz.
Mertz played at Ormond, did he?
Different Mertz. Different Mertz. They were all in the Australian team. They're all from Ormond. They were guns. There might be a scorch mark down that side of that EE gun reserve when you were running there.
God, you were going to chuck your name in there. None for me. None for me. Has nobody played the National and seen the view from that little par three? I'm not sure what
No, one, none of our listeners, is, unless you can go to the toilet on the first
two. Not unless there's one of those portables there.
That are there.
No one's seen that view. That's a pretty impressive view.
Good point. Some of the best views are from golf courses, especially around the peninsula. Some just spectacular scenery. But when I look at them, I just can't help imagining townhouses.
That's right. We took the Persian princess to Huntingdale.
Yes. So many townhouses you could put on that land.
Refused to keep the ball on the ground.
That's right.
Left it on the roof.
Roof. Yeah, well, that was ding, dong, ding, ding. It was a little embarrassing. However, the whole time, all she kept doing is looking at all the, thinking, look how many townhouses, look how many things we could build here. What are we doing wasting it playing golf?
The land value there is extraordinary. That big pocket of land, oh my God.
Is that actually that? Do they own that pocket of land as we digress?
I always wonder with golf courses because they're on some valuable land, some of them. And I'm like, how do they kind of justify existing instead of being developed?
Hey, before we go to the break, and I know we've got some bulldust coming.
What's a bulldust? I'm calling bulldust on every view being a great view from a toilet.
Yeah, now well done. I'm aware, Harfy, that our co-host, the Persian princess, is a little insecure about the fact that throughout her youth, she really didn't amount to much.
As an athlete,
excuse
perhaps.
Me?
As a sports person. And, as you know, an when you look...
No, I did very well.
Hang on. When we look at your CV, there's not a lot of highlights. I mean, that's... I'm just calling it how I see it.
We'll see where he goes here. I'm not sure where he's going.
You are digging yourself.
I just call it how I see it. I think there is an opportunity, though, because our CVs, you know, like half in particular, is just chock-a-block full of goodness.
Capture the heart of a nation.
But he would also... love an opportunity like me, and I think like you, to join the Guinness Book of Records. And we can do that on Good Friday.
Can we?
Ooh.
Good Friday at the Crown Palladium. Have a listen to this. This is the CPR Challenge. They're trying to create
the
CPR Challenge.
Right.
Hosted by the one and only Tony Shebeki.
Is it?
Crown Palladium, they are trying in a six-hour period to educate as many people as possible how to do CPR and break the world record. You'll get a certificate as a world record holder. And finally, we'll be able to introduce you as Rita Panahi, world record holder.
I'm okay with that.
Crown Palladium, okay, because have a look at this stat. For in Australia, every year, 260 children die and 58,000 children are hospitalised from accidental injuries. For every minute that CPR is not performed when needed, the chance of the child's survival decreases by 10%.
Is that right?
After 4 minutes without oxygen, your child can suffer irreversible brain damage. So all they're trying to do is grab people like us with
young kids.
And give. And if you can give them half an hour of your time, they'll teach you how to do it, and then off you go.
Well,
there's good fun
good
activities. It's Crown Palladium, which is great. So you can pop along there and go out to lunch, take the family. I reckon it's good. And maybe the princess could become a world champion.
I give you
the challenge.
She'll be there anyway, Crown, surely. I mean,
She's leasing a floor at the moment.
What they do is they actually have a competition where you get to challenge each other as to who performs it best. I'll issue the challenge between you two. Let's get it on. Let's see who's the best CPR.
You want a shot at the title?
Are you assuming that you're already the best CPR?
I didn't say that. What about the title holder over here, perhaps? She's got the eyebrow raised rock style.
What, are you good at CPR?
Oh, I can compress with the best of them. Is that a thing? Is that a thing? They do.
They can compress. Sounds like a great idea. When is it, Richard? Good Friday?
Good Friday. Check out cprchallenge.com.au. It is a great idea. And Harfy, I think we should get there.
Game on.
We should get there and do a little CPR challenge and
have
a bit
of
fun.
Hell of an idea. 25-1 after the break. Bulldust, 9-4-2-9, 11-16. On the subwoofer, King
Mike. King on the street. We call bulldust.
We call bulldust.
Bulldust.
I call bulldust on
it. No, bulldust.
Bulldust.
They're calling bulldust on it.
I call it bulldust.
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 Dusty, dusty, dusty.
Dusty, dusty, dusty indeed. Great to have Hutto's tonsils back on footy last night. Can't wait to hear more of the skipper of the team throughout 2015, the home and away season. Call bulldust, 9429, 11-16. Now, normally I would throw it straight to you guys to start us off, but in the interest of people power, we're going straight to the callers because there are plenty, and we're going to give them a chance first
That's
up
why
this
you're the
afternoon.
Best host I've ever met.
That's a lie. Joe's in Brunswick. G'day, Joe.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I call bulldust on Tony Abbott.
What's Tone done
today? What did
today?
Antonio do?
I think he needs to grow something. He's not Edom, and he's pulled out of the East West trying to. He's pulled out of the East West Tunnel now. First he wants it built, now he doesn't want it built.
Hang on.
No, I don't think he's pulled out of it. Anyway, it's a state decision, but I don't think he's pulled out of it. I think he made a statement that people are interpreting as him, relaxing his position on the East-West Tunnel. But
so what's his position on the East-West Tunnel?
Well, his position is that the contract should be honoured and it should be built, which, you know, I think anyone with a functioning brain would support.
Well, no, that's your view.
Well, no, and the overwhelming supporting of Victorians supported, even though they voted for Labor.
Well, so if they voted the other way, overwhelmingly, yeah, but all the polls, that's not quite correct.
All the polling done on both Labor and Coalition voters shows that the majority support the tunnel. Even if it didn't sway their vote, they support the tunnel.
Well, I'm not quite sure that's the right way to play the game. But anyway.
Well, that's what the polling says. Don't bloody blame me.
I'm just saying it's not the right way to play the game.
And as it stands, I don't think Dan, the man, is interested in building it. He's
very
wanting
clear on
to...
He's been very clear on that from day one, hasn't he?
He hasn't been caught in that traffic, contracts. I gather.
Well, no, because, you know, one lane connecting Eastern Freeway to Tullamarine, that makes sense for a 21st...
Talking about
always
that...
Always ride your bike.
You know what I'm going to call Bulldust on?
In addition... You can just hold
a
yours.
A quick slide, Bulldust.
What's that?
Every Friday at 3 o'clock... The left lane of the tunnel.
Friday Sports Preview.
Yes, when I'm driving to the valley and I'm listening to you with the Friday Sports Preview,
yeah.
The left lane of the tunnel is always closed. The traffic banks all the way back.
Kingsway?
No, going into the tunnel, Monash, into the tunnel to go underneath the city.
Oh, yeah.
They block the left lane in case...
For traffic flow. It's for traffic flow.
To slow it down?
Yeah, to funnel it.
To slow it down.
So the bridge is open. So the bridge is smoother.
Yeah, but what about us that aren't going to the bridge?
Mate, I don't care.
Tough.
It takes 1:20 from the Monash.
I can beat that. Last night.
Brunswick Road. What's Brunswick Road? Where am I going to get Brunswick Road from my house?
Up across the city.
Oh, that's nuts. Stupid. That's insane.
Whoever designed that thing?
Last night, the Monash,
listen to
40Ks. It was 40Ks for no reason. There's four lanes of road.
Just because.
Just because I was just going to reduce the speed limit to 40.
Safety.
Just to annoy people.
Safety. Ken's in Epping. G'day, Ken.
Nuts.
Good afternoon, gentlemen and Rita. How are you?
Good.
Bless well.
I've got two Bulldust.
Oh, righto.
First one is on the, I call Bulldust on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Right.
How all the Australians who voted can vote for a POM. I cannot handle that. Mm-hmm. Barry Hall should have won it.
Right. Yep.
And the second one is Ahmed Saad from St Kilda.
Yes.
Not last night's game, the week before. I had enough time to go and go to the toilet, wash my hands, make a sandwich, and have a cup of tea by the time he finishes running in or going in to kick the ball.
Well, that's why the clock's in place, just for those sort of activities there, Kenny. We're not going to cop that anymore.
Another toilet reference from our listeners. They're obsessed. God,
mind you,
let it go.
It's from when you start your run-up, you're good to go. It's the time on there, 15 seconds on the clock.
Then you're good. You've only got to start moving.
You're good
to
go. You just got to start moving. All good to go from there. That's pretty straightforward. Thank you, Ken. No,
can
you cannot.
Call...
Oh, you can do it after the break.
So
we're going to get a few more callers first. Dan's in Bacchus Marsh. G'day, Dan.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good.
Good.
Firstly, I call Bulldust on Warnie's mum.
What's she done this time?
She gave Ryan Crowley a tablet.
Thank you, Dan. Yes.
And secondly, I'd like to call Bulldust on another bullfed. That would be Joe, the cameraman, for making a bet on the Western Bulldogs players' TRB account.
Joe, the cameraman's involved in this
No
one
doubt.
Too. You reckon it was Joe's fault, Richo?
No doubt.
How much is the bet? Do we know the amount?
Well, allegedly it's $10, isn't it?
That's what I want to call Bulldust on. The absolutely hysterical reaction to this story, and any time there's any hint of gambling, it doesn't matter how minuscule the amount is or how... inadvertent the mistake was, people just go nuts. I mean, yeah, we all understand why it's not a good idea for footballers to be betting on matches, particularly if their team is involved. Of course, it's a no-no. But the hysteria around it is just completely out of whack with the actual offence.
Alleged offence and alleged hysteria.
$10 multi-legged bet, which also included soccer matches from a VFL-listed Bulldogs player on Lockie Hunter's account. It's very confusing. Why hasn't a VFL bloke just got his own account? Why are you using Lockie Hunter's, who we know his old man's a professional punter, so why would you try and get him involved?
Lockie's Hunter's dad's a professional punter.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. There you go.
Yes. He's prominent. He's Mark
You
Hunter.
Didn't know that.
What would I know about professional punters?
Well, you know
Bill. Could there be anything I'm less interested in?
He was in the news big time.
You're tight with
recently.
Bill. You know this stuff.
I'm not tight with Bill.
You're tight with Bill. What happened to Bill? Where is he?
What has happened to Bill?
Where's Bill?
Well, he's in the jurisdiction.
What jurisdiction?
He's not allowed to leave.
Well, yeah, we know where he is, actually physically is, but what's happening with all that?
The generic area of Australia. But
I'm not sure. The investigations are continuing and the...
You're tight with him. You interviewed
him. I am not tight with him. I've interviewed him. The investigations are continuing, as are the trustees delving further.
Investigations always continue, don't they?
There's been no charges as of yet, so you presume that they're continuing.
They're definitely continuing. 12 to 1, we're needing to a break. There's plenty more callers on the line with Bulldust. It's a big week for Bulldust, and this Bulldogs thing, this doesn't quite make sense, Richard. Why would you give your details to somebody else to put a $10 multi on?
I don't get it.
Do those accounts, because I don't have one, I would be probably the only one in this room who doesn't. I mean, really. Do you have a PIN number? Is it like a...
Yeah, password, yeah.
A password, okay. Is it something you would ordinarily share with a mate?
No.
Well, not if you're Lockie Hunter, I wouldn't think, if you know you can't bet on footy.
What? But why would you anyway?
Maybe they were pooling their money. I don't know.
Maybe he didn't have 10 on him.
Seriously,
he just wanted to get a
lead. Care factor on this one's low.
It just doesn't make sense. 11 to 1. More calls for I Call Bulldust on Casual Friday. Richo and Rita with us until 2. After 1, we'll find out what's up with the Persian Princess this afternoon. But Jeff's in East Keelor, wants to call Bulldust. G'day, Jeff.
Good afternoon, lady and gents. I've got a double Bulldust on my kitchen rules.
Righto, talk to me.
I've been watching it for a while. Why is it that every house has the same sounding doorbell, and why does no one knock?
I don't watch the show.
I don't watch the show.
But I'm happy to run with you, Gag, because I can visualise it.
Talk to it, Princess.
You,
we know you're
watch these stuff.
I do like my kitchen rules.
That's called my kitchen rules.
That's what I said.
I know, just checking.
Also, you know, I've known with that show, previous series, I don't know if they're still doing it, they've actually hired homes and put the contestants in some, you know, home they've just set up for the night. If their own home isn't, I don't know, aesthetically pleasing or nice enough to be featured, or, I don't know, the cameras don't fit in. So they do those few of those little
And
tricks.
That'd be a disadvantage, though, wouldn't it? Because you don't know, you know,
yeah,
the nuances of your own.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
yeah.
a different for you, but for other people
well,
who
yeah,
use their
oven. Well,
yeah,
my kitchen's pristine. I'm still saving
brand,
it for resale.
Still brand new. what else you got for us, Jeff?
Also, the contestants, they say, I've cooked this meal 1,000 times. And yet they keep on stuffing it up.
Oh, you know, well, that's the if you're going to call Bulldust on MKR, you call it on the absolute inability of some of the contestants to cook anything.
Well,
like these people.
It's not the show, though, is it?
It's,
not it's really
a cooking show.
No, it's
well,
not.
It is a cooking show.
It's not. They're based around personality.
If you're crap at cooking, don't go on a cooking show. No, I would have thought it was obvious.
They want the storyline. They want the personalities. You actually don't have to be able to cook. I could actually do that. I could go on My Kitchen Rules because I can't cook. But I'll have a good time not doing it.
You know what? Some of the stuff they mess up are basic. Even me, who never cooks,
could
do it.
I'm not sure cooking is a prerequisite, to be honest with you, on these shows. Or,
oh, it definitely isn't.
It's about the personality.
That's right. It's about personality.
It Backstory. Is. It is a show that is very well cast as far as personality goes. There's always people to hate and love.
I'll tell you where there is the finest food in the world, Ribera's Restaurant, the freshest and best seafood in town. You've got a $100 voucher there. You will love it. Give us a call back. Thank you for that. Tony's in the Hillside. Hello, Tone.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
Good.
I'm calling Bulldust on St Kilda last night. They ran out with the under-10s. The TAB bet the line 55. They should have been 155.
Well, you could have made a fortune there.
Yeah, I talked someone out of it too. I'm feeling a little guilty when I woke up this morning.
Well, we all knew Secure were going to get pumped last night, just the way that things have rolled for them with the pre-season, the injuries they've copped to their key personnel. It's no surprise they got pumped 100 points.
No, I know. Why would you bet on... But my only concern, my only advice to this certain person who was keen to... Thought exactly that was practice matches. Anything can happen, you know. You can be up 50 points up at half time and they can take them all off or shut down, do different things. So it's interesting whether or not they should actually be allowed to bet on.
Well, buy beware, shortly.
Pre-season.
Surely it's buy beware.
It's buy beware, but when it actually counts for zero, doesn't that then allow for enticement for manipulation when there's no end result.
Yep.
So why not eliminate that?
But again, I'll put that back on the punter. Why would you invest in that? Why would you play that game?
I'm saying manipulation from big punters getting involved in games that mean nothing, and that's why one day cricket became the perfect scenario because, you know, Pakistan play 200 games of one day cricket, you know, a couple of years. Yeah, they play so much of it. Miss Hold losing that. One, who cares?
Let's continue that shortly. I want
to That's
a good discussion to have. We'll take a break. Coming up to 1 o'clock, that means after that we're going to find out what's up with Rita. I can see some typing going on over there at the moment, which suggests her schedule of events was way too full to get this completed before she got here today. But she's promised me that there will be some fire, there'll be some tension, there'll be some angst. There possibly could be some retaliation sought. That's what she's promising me. We'll see if she can deliver after 1 o'clock. This is Casual Friday at halftime. Richie and Rita with us till two. Stick around. It is always a good time because you know why? It's Casual Friday. Richie and Rita on a Friday just to loosen things up before you get into a huge sporting weekend. Of course, on Melbourne's home of footy, it is a massive weekend. 8 of the 9 games this weekend of the NAB Challenge covered on Melbourne's home of footy. What else would you expect? Last night we had St Kilda and Hawthorn. That was pretty one-sided. Tonight, well, it gets pretty good tonight. I'm looking forward to tonight's encounter. Melbourne and Essendon. See what happens there. I reckon that'll be close.
Fascinating. It's going to be great.
That'll be close.
No, it'll be awesome.
Didn't say it'd be awesome, but it'd be going to be close.
No, it's going to be close.
I don't think it'd be awesome. It could be close. Gold Coast and Brisbane Lions also playing tonight as well, which will be an entertaining game, I would have thought. Richmond and North Melbourne tomorrow with Port Adelaide and Adelaide. Bulldogs and Collingwood to finish the Saturday off, all live on SEN. And then Sunday, through a triple header as well. GWS and Sydney, Carlton, Geelong and West Coast and Freo. I mean, where else would you rather be? On top of this, Cricket World Cup this afternoon from Adelaide, the beautiful Adelaide Oval. Graham Smokey Dawson will be all over from 2 o'clock, where Australia take on
Smokey Dawson.
Pakistan. Chief Longstride over there telling me
What
about.
Are you, one bad year, one bad no, year coach. No coach?
One more bad year, no coach?
That's right, one more bad
what
year.
What was Scuba? No. I've forgotten what we called Scuba.
Well, we were being Mr. Positive.
We cooked him at the end.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody will remember off the SMS, what do we call Simon O'Donnell that day? Tomorrow, of course, racing at Rose Hill, the mighty Golden Slip.
Awesome.
Golden Slipper Day, but you'll be at Bendigo for the Golden Something Else Day.
Golden Mile.
Golden Mile Day. What a weekend. We've got the ANZ Championships, the NRL, the A-League, of course, Super Rugby.
Slipper's going to be awesome. I love the Slipper. I love Slipper Day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Would you like to be in Sydney?
Love to be.
Simon O'Donnell's shoes?
Love to be in his shoes.
Do you think he's sitting there at the moment listening, just going, I cannot believe I got him. I've one-handed him.
I got him.
Just worked it out.
Got him!
Got him!
Beautifully bowled!
Yeah, lovely.
I love those grabs. They are my favourites of all time, those grabs. After 2 o'clock, Sports Central Plus. We'll hear from the team at AFL.com.au. Matt Russell will join us from Fox Sports. Then from 3, the Friday Sports Preview with Nathan Thompson. Bit of chat about the NAB Challenge this weekend. Adam Peacock from Fox Sports Preview in the A-League. Brian Martin for Slipper Day. And, of course, Matty Campbell from sportsbet.com.au.
Going on,
it's a fair bit happening this afternoon. There's a fair bit happening on halftime, but very, very shortly we're going to find out what's up with Rita.
Before we do that,
back to the discussion we had before 1 o'clock regarding the opportunity to invest in a betting regime for the NAB Challenge practice matches.
The opportunity to manipulate is what I was saying.
Right.
When a game means nothing, it opens up to people to manipulate the results for their gain through betting. So I'm surprised...
So you're talking about AFL, people outside the game influencing those
course,
inside the game.
Correct. So I'm surprised the AFL allows the betting agencies to bet on these practice matches. Because that's all they are practice matches.
Yep.
You know what? I have taken zero note of everything that's happened thus far. I could not tell you who's knocked out, who's in it. Could not care less. I can't think of a preseason where I've been less engaged. Because it means nothing. It really... means
but when there
absolutely
was,
nothing.
Let's go back a couple of years when there was a NAB Cup, so to speak. Were you engaged because there was a cup to win?
Not massively, but I at least knew who was, you know, still in it and who was knocked out. Like, I wouldn't know if my team was still in the running, but, you know, whether they won it or not would be of minimal importance. I just think people are gearing up for round one. They just do not give a stuff about what's happening right now.
But the issue here is... that teams,
this is just for the tragics.
The teams have an ability to manipulate.
For the clubs as well.
The teams have the ability to manipulate the result because the result is inconsequential.
Yes.
It's about the process that the team is going through. They want to trial players in different areas. Now, I understand from a punting point of view, let the buyer beware, you know that scenario going in. However, for games that absolutely mean nothing for an end result, I'm surprised that we're allowed to bet on them, because that allows some people of ill repute to be able to gain financially from a result and therefore influence those that are putting on the spectacle, i.e. the players or the officials, manipulate them, because at the end of the day, the result doesn't matter.
Yep.
And that's why the Pakistan players in a one-day game were so vulnerable, because they were getting paid zero. Different scenario with the AFL. They were getting paid next to zero,
yep,
and just no balling, just doing a no ball on the third ball of your fifth over in a game that meant nothing anyway, was so easy to, you know, they're there going, hang on, I can make this amount of money, I can make more money on that transaction than I can playing a whole year for Pakistan, and all I've got to do is do a no ball, and at the end of the day, if it costs me the game, we play tomorrow, so it means nothing anyway.
I see your point of view. I'll go back to my statement before. I still think it should be buy beware, and I know this is sort of a separate argument to
that's right.
But from a betting point of view, I just don't understand why you would full stop.
Why you would bet on it?
Because you're still in footy too. I mean, getting access to personnel that can influence a game. You're 1 of 18 on the ground at any one time. 1 of 22. 1 of 44 in the contest.
Yeah,
with however many umpires these
days. But you might be aware.
There might be 53 umpires, plus maybe a few coaches. You've got to get to one of the 60 and be able to get them to influence and manipulate the contest to a degree that's going to affect the result.
But not only that,
big effort.
But isn't it also that you'd be aware of intel? So you sit there at a meeting on a Thursday, and the club says, listen, we've got the last practice match against Melbourne. I tell you what, you 10, best players 1 through to 10, you're not playing. Just giving you the heads up. We're going to arrest you. You're going to be
But the squads
ice.
Come out anyway. We know that sort of soonish anyway.
But you can bet from the Monday before. You can bet before the squads are announced.
Can you?
Hmm.
Yeah. Well anyway. Your point's valid.
Anyway.
I just don't understand why.
Let's just agree to disagree. No, we're agreeing.
We're agreeing to agree, but just on separate matters.
Let's aggressively agree.
Aggressively.
Agree.
All right, I agree.
All right.
Okay. Let's disagree now.
Well, we always do.
Well,
that.
Let's see what you're up with.
When the Persian princess tells up. What's up with her?
If you haven't read her column or her blog, if you haven't seen her on TV and you don't follow her on Twitter, well, now's your chance to find out what's up with Rita.
What's up with the Sheffield Shield final between Victoria and Western Australia being played in Tasmania? Tasmania! So the MCG is unavailable and the Junction Oval is being developed. Are there no other cricket grounds in Victoria that could accommodate the match? What a booster would be for a country town to host the final. There might even be a crowd turning up. And that would be a novel change for the Sheffield Shield final. What's up with half the major roads in Melbourne being shut this week? The Balti Bridge, Westgate Freeway and the Domain Tunnel will only be closed for a few hours. But East Link and the Nepean Highway are closed for up to 16 hours on Sunday for the bloody Ironman. Not even a real sport. Basically a competition to see who can exercise best. Please. And finally, what's up with our justice system? How can two insider traders receive harsher sentences than violent thugs, rapists, and even some killers? What sort of a messed up system punishes greed more than evil? Wouldn't it be nice if the learned men and women of the judiciary started handing out sentences that actually met community expectations? Join me next week for What's Up with me, Rita Panahi.
There you go, 9429-1116. If you want to discuss What's Up with Rita, the Shield final in Tassie, you can take that where you like. Iron Man, that's going to get some traction, I reckon, and even from the guy across the desk. And the last one, the judicial system, well...
Play real sports. When you paint exercising. People do. They jog, swim. Cycle to exercise, to do other real sports.
When you paint that picture for the judicial system, it does seem to be very, very odd.
I wrote about that in yesterday's paper.
So it's rehashed, is it? So it's not fresh?
So you're giving us your B-grade stuff again.
This is the used stuff, is it?
No. It got quite a...
So you didn't prepare it and you went back to yesterday's, what you say?
Well, it got quite a reaction because it...
Did it, though?
...resonated with what a lot of people in the public are thinking, which is the justice system and... isn't serving the community as it should. It's people committing crimes who should have already been locked up. There's people getting ridiculously lenient sentences for some really horrible crimes. And then when this week, when the two insider traders were sentenced, a few people are like, how can what they did be considered worse or deserving of greater punishment than someone who devastates a life, someone who rapes somebody or bashes them? Or in some instances, killers have got less sentence than those insider traders. I mean, I'm not saying insider trading's fine, you know, everyone go do it, but it's almost a victimless crime. You know, it's just being a greedy, fraudulent idiot who is using information you've got, to get an unfair advantage in the market. You're not actually stealing from somebody. There's not a,
sure,
you know.
Sure, someone pays a price somewhere, don't they?
Well, no, it just means, you know, if you've got access to information, so you've got, you know, a better indication than everybody else of what the market's going to do, you're not supposed to abuse that trust.
No, I get that,
you know,
part of it.
But yeah, it's not like, you know, me going and ransacking a trust fund and stealing from you. There's not a victim per se, but it's still wrong. I'm not saying it's something that shouldn't be punished. It deserves punishment. But I just cannot understand it. I read the entire judgment and how can you give these blokes, 5 years in prison, one of them got, when rapists get less than that? I just don't get it. I do not understand the thinking behind it at all.
Righto, thank you for that. To your calls, 9429 1116. Solomon in Narre Warren is on the line. Hello, Solomon.
How you going, Half?
Good, mate.
Like to talk about what Richard was saying about the Pakistan cricketers and how they get paid peanuts. I just want to clarify that because I follow cricket very closely, and obviously I was born in Pakistan and grown up here, but I've watched a lot of Pakistan cricket. I think that's wrong. They actually get paid really well, according to Pakistani standards. They're probably making 50 times as much as the average person is, and I think it just comes down to just pure greed. Even if you see guys like, you know, the guys that did it in the 90s, like Azharuddin and Cronier, and even guys like Salim Malik, they used to get paid really good money. And even the guys that did it recently, they get paid big money. So
Solomon, I respect your opinion. Sorry to cut you off. That's complete contradiction to what Jeff Lawson, the Australian coach of Pakistan at the time, has said in a recent one-on-one interview with Robert Craddock. That was complete contradiction there. He says they were paid terrible amounts of money, terrible lack of money, and that's the reason why they did it.
Yeah, I think Jeff was probably, because if you look at the conversion rate, one Aussie dollar is like, you know, 85 or 90 rupees nowadays. He's probably looking at that. But guys like, if people that have visited Pakistan...
But he was
like
the coach of Pakistan at the time.
Yeah, I know, but when you actually... He was there for, I think, 2 years. I think when you look at guys like Afridi and, you know, Hafiz and these sort of guys, they're actually literally millionaires in Australian dollars as well. So and they're on central contracts and getting tests. Every test cricketer gets paid the same, like, per match. So, you know, I think when you're playing for your country, I think that's never an excuse, you know?
I don't know.
That's not entirely true. I've got the Pakistan cricket salaries for 2014 in front of me. Look, this came up another day too, this type of discussion. And you're right in one degree, Solomon, but the test fee is different. Like, there's Category E players in Pakistan cricket, Category A, Category B, C, and D, and there's a large portion in D. Category A players, Misbah Ul-Haq, Muhammad Hafiz, Saeed Ajmal, Sinead Khan, and Shahid Afridi, they're the Category A players. So they're the top of the tree. They get 425,000 rupees, is that what it is, rupees, per month. Now, Solomon's correct in one regard, because I've just looked up price of housing in Pakistan. Apartment 3 bedrooms in the city centre is 23,714 rupees. Right. 15 to 40 averages 23.7. So if you're getting 450 a month, you're going to 425 a month, you're going okay. There is no test fee for outside of Category A players.
No fees.
No, according to this Pakistan cricket document, no fees, no test fee. You just get a flat rate. Category B players get 315,000. Category C players, 175. And the rest, Category Ds, get 100,000 per month.
I tell you what, Solomon, I don't know if you saw the interview, and But you should check it out. That was a great interview, Jeff Lawson. He gave a great insight into what it was like to be the coach of the Pakistan cricket team and some of the challenges that those young players were up against, and the influence and why they were so vulnerable for people who were trying to manipulate a result for a personal gain.
Yep. No, it's a very interesting debate and discussion. It's a bit deeper than we have time for this afternoon. Thanks, Solomon. Stay on the line. Good to get involved. Two bottles of wine, one red, one white. Thanks to AR Property Investments, we solved the property investment puzzle for you.
Good on you, Solomon. Appreciate that. Mark on the SMS says, thanks for letting us know about the CPR challenge. And I've just registered. So there's another one registering. And we look forward to, I'm going to kick the butts of these two in that particular thing. Because by gee, I can compress.
You can compress. There's no doubt about that.
Compression king.
George in Caroline Springs. Hello, George.
Hello, Huff.
Hi, buddy.
Good, mate. Long-time Hawthorne supporter.
Ah,
just calling in, like, I'm a member at Hawthorne, but I also buy a Footscray membership. I was just wondering, like, instead of all the bad negative talk, why can't the AFL schedule, like, an interleague game between local sides or even the top two before an AFL game?
Well, you mean every week? Or are you just talking through the NAB Challenge?
No. I mean, as a curtain raiser, because we don't have seconds anymore. So maybe just like once a month or whatever, you pick the Eastern League, you pick Western Region Football League, and then they get to play a curtain raiser at Etihad, say Spotswood versus Sunshine or...
Yep. One of the main issues and one of the reasons there's very few, if any, curtain raisers these days, now there's going to be a couple this year and some corporate games get played every now and then, is because there's been ground rationalisation to such a degree in Victoria particularly, with just two grounds used in Melbourne. Obviously Geelong's got their place down at Simmons Stadium, that there's so much more traffic on those two grounds than there ever was before, when everyone had their home grounds in their suburban areas. That's part of the reason they want to try and keep the surfaces as pristine as possible. Now, you're saying once a month or so, it's not a bad idea. I reckon it's a bloody good idea, to be honest with you, George. Play the match of the round in some league as a curtain raiser.
I like it.
One time a week, one time a month. I think it's a bloody good idea. Tell you what I do know, from local footy players' points of view, playing on the big decks will find a few out, Richo.
Gee, wouldn't you just
You'll find a few out the big decks.
Get it wide. Let me run.
I'm picking you that week. I am picking you. We're going to put you out in the wing and just stay in the hot dog stand, and we'll end up getting to you at some stage.
Oh, that's
good on you, George. Thanks for your call. A $100 Concave boot voucher for you and your team there, or wherever it is. The official boot of the Geelong Cats, Concave, and of course, great supporters of the SEN Sharpshooter this Sunday morning, 11 a.m. at East Burwood Reserve. Your last chance to qualify for the Sharpshooter final. $2,000 Concave contract up for grabs. And $1,000 cold hard cash. Anthony Hudson, Cam Mooney will be there. East Burwood Reserve. Check out sen.com.au for more details to register and be a part of the SEN Sharpshooter Challenge. 23 past 1.
Are we going to talk about this fool's attack on Ironman Triathlon?
Well, we're going to answer our calls after the break. That's what we're going to do.
Got
for
Barney,
What's Up with Rita.
Brian, Jeff, Ken, a few others. We're going to
and not a lot them. Have mentioned your Ironman discussion.
No, they want to talk about cricket and the justice system.
You got no idea
they
what's
agree
even,
with me.
You got no idea what's even in the Ironman.
Yeah, exercising stuff.
we'll continue this later.
27 past 1 on a Friday afternoon. Richo and Rita with us until 2. We're responding to What's Up with Rita. She mentioned the Shield final in Tassie, Ironman not being a sport and closing off a major road, and then the judicial system is, and the inconsistencies from...
I don't care about the Ironman. I mean, they're free to do what
well,
they
you
like.
You mentioned that in your What's Up.
No, but I'm
bagged
saying...
Bagged them. You bagged them.
You take us through what's in the Ironman. Explain it.
Exercising.
No, explain it.
Well, they
you said it was a... What is
start
it?
Off with a little bit of a swim.
3.8-kilometre swim.
Then they go for a bit of a cycle.
180 kilometres.
And then they finish it off with a light jog.
A marathon.
Excellent. But it's
a little bit more than just exercising.
It's inconveniencing half the bloody city.
It's not sure it's half
it
the
is
city.
16 hours.
You know what? Half
that
the city that are inconvenienced, they've probably got a big fat
Eastern
bum
suburbs.
That they should get out on a bike and have a ride.
Oh, God, you're a condescending dude, aren't you?
Dude.
I just saved that. I almost went there.
I'm just suggesting, surely exercise is a good thing to encourage.
So closing off the Nepean Highway and East Link for 16 hours, that's really going to tackle the obesity problem.
Try living in Albert Park.
Well done.
Grand Prix.
Well, how,
Yeah, no, no. If you live in Albert Park, it's not that bad because you get access to all those little roads. And you can park.
So what's your concern that you're not able to drive up from Mount Martha?
Well, it basically means Sunday you can't go anywhere because both in the Pean Highway and Eastlink are
only
closed.
One side of Eastlink's closed. But don't they change? Don't they merge?
It's closed for 16 hours. So even if that happens, what are you going to do? Just drive up there and be stranded there for the whole day?
There's another way.
There's got to be another way. They would have left
you. Yeah, if you've got a helicopter, it's awesome. No,
they would have left
you. I'll go down to Lindsay Fox's joint and see if he'll give me a lift.
Someone Vic Rhodes will ring.
There's another way. Okay. And you know there's another way. You're just being lazy. You're just being unorganized.
There is another way, and you know that there's another way.
Lots of other ways.
What other way is there? No, tell me what the other way is.
Drive through Frankston.
On what?
Well, drive the normal way. Not the
Nepean Highway's blocked.
No. Nepean Highway's blocked. That's from Frankston to the city.
Yeah.
Okay. You drive from Mount Martha. You can drive a road where it goes over Oliver's Hill. That's not blocked.
Okay.
Then you go into Frankston. Then you go the Frankston Freeway towards Springvale. That's not blocked.
That will be a nightmare.
Okay.
So
why don't
not
I just walk to the city? Why don't I just swim? Why don't I just
swim not blocked.
From Mount Martha to
Hang
St
on.
Kilda
so
and walk to the city?
Not
that'll
blocked.
That'll probably be, that'll work.
But we're trying to attract all these international sports and we've finally...
Yeah. Again, not a real sport anyone knows stuff about other than those competing in it. Let's be honest.
Train?
You know, they're not people being bussed in to watch the Iron Man.
Speaking of buses, do you do public transport? Is a train from Frankston?
That's right. You can get on the chariot.
Are you nuts? On a Sunday? Oh, God.
Barney's in Rye. Hello, Barney.
G'day, Daniel. G'day, Rick. G'day, Richard. You might as well stay home Sunday, Rita. I've been done coming back there, and I thought, you're kidding me. You know, it took me like 3 times the amount of time it normally took me to get home. But, I mean, you know, it's only one day a year, and bleep, and I'm not going to go on.
Your time's valuable.
Yeah, one day, that's right. Bro.
Yeah, but with your judicial system, Rita, look, this has been a little bit of a hobby horse of mine. About 6 years ago, a bloke I was acquainted with stole money from his employer. Wrong thing to do. Go through him like a dodgy vindaloo. No problem. He got 4 years. Mm. At about the same time, I remember, and I won't be too specific, but a person broke into a flat of a grandmother, bashed her and disfigured her within an inch of her life, and the magistrate didn't send him to jail because he was too skinny. And
yeah,
that's a fact.
I remember that. The magistrate said he wouldn't cope well in the prison population because he was quite skinny and gaunt, sort of.
So they got a separate prison for skinny blokes?
Yeah, apparently.
Is there a weight limit?
I actually remember that. Well, I mean, that was a fairly remarkable judgment.
It's a good opportunity to pork up a bit. Oh, actually,
but
no,
I mean, you
want to
go the other way. You got to go the other way. Yeah.
That's right. That's just as soon as you think you've done something, you just start dieting.
This is why he goes for, Thank you, Barney.
You know what you should do? Get trained for an Ironman.
Combine the two. Problem solved.
Thank you, Barney. Brian's at Templestowe. Hello, Brian.
Gang, how's it going?
Good.
I've just got two quick things. Rita?
Yes?
My Eastlink, do I get a refund on for using that Sunday?
Well, yeah. Well, you will be still charged and it will take you forever.
Right. And the other thing is...
just be stranded at home.
You'd
like that, Hermit. Sorry,
the store. Hello.
Would you shut up and let Brian talk?
Sorry,
keep
Brian.
Talking, Brian.
My time?
Well, no, it's our time.
Yeah, it's our time, but you're just interrupting.
Okay, thanks, guys. Stall applied for the...
Sheffield Shield final.
The final. But they had one problem. They thought, well, geez, it would be good to have the cricket final there and then the Stall gift. But do you know that they're still trying to fix the oval up from when Richo scorched down the middle there and they just can't fix the grass up there?
No, I know.
You're right, Brian.
It's been an issue for many years.
You're right, Brian. You can see reward, Brian.
You've ruined Stall for everybody.
You can actually see the 57-step marks.
Can you reward Brian?
Well, I can't.
But I can.
But you can.
How much of a head start did you have?
Oh, I'm still...
Did you even have to run?
Still,
or did
no,
you just
no,
go
I fell.
Put a step over
That's
the
right.
line?
Yeah. I fell.
Oh, look at that, I won.
I fell.
57 steps.
Elmore Oil Pack coming your way.
Oh, that's good.
It's because I think Brian's a... You know what he does? He does exercise, and therefore he needs a muscle-ache cream with heat.
Yeah, it's good.
Arthritis oil, which is magnificent.
It is good, though.
And also the Roll-On, $132. Of course, Australia's favourite... Topical anti.
It is. It's a beauty. You'll love that, Brian. Thank you for that. Jeff's in Caroline Springs. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Finally, sweet, gorgeous Reedy. You've picked it in one.
Which bit?
We can close off
major highways. We can do everything, but we can send Victoria to Tasmania. But we can have AFL in Bendigo, Stawell and Canberra and everywhere else. How can we not have a Victorian Sheffield Shield final? Like, really, who shows up at the MCG?
No one.
You know, exactly. It's actually a good idea to permanently move it to the country, because at least there'll be showing up.
The Junction will be great. The Junction will be great.
The Junction, well, yeah, that would be great if it was available. It's not available.
No,
move it to a country town.
Now, there's no other. This is the thing. There's criteria for first class venues in Australia.
It's grass
space
and a pitch,
travel will be great too.
You know
mate.
What?
There's criteria. There is only one ground currently in the state of Victoria that is qualified for that type of cricket.
You know what? And that kind
MCG,
of red tape
and currently
is idiotic.
Ridiculous.
It's just been a little bit busy at the minute.
You know what? Just accredit a bunch of other grounds. Yeah. Say, yeah, they've got grass.
Gotta
they've
get
got a
scratch.
Pitch.
Queen Elizabeth Let's Oval in Bendigo.
If you
sanctioned,
want to work in elite,
done.
If you want to work in elite sport, you want to put them in the pristine facilities, this is one of the compromises you have
Jeff,
to have.
What did you make of the Victorian squad?
I cannot
squad?
Believe you're sticking up for that
well,
decision.
Not for the Victorian squad, mate. This get kids interested in Victoria. Who's going to go to Tasmania? We have, what, 20 show up at the MCG?
Yeah, no one's going to go to it. No one's going to go to the MCG to watch it anyway. You're going to watch
exactly.
it on telly.
Let's send it to Bendigo. Let's send it to somewhere. Let's send it to the, you know, Visi Park. Where's that? Who cares if it's first class, mate? It's cricket.
It's the final
the kids
of the biggest domestic competition in the land. It's got to be played in an appropriate venue, Jeff.
But what about the kids? We've got to get
appropriate
the kids
venue.
This is what the bash was
it's
about.
A cricket ground. You're making it sound like it's some sort of high tech, you know. Venue. It is
hang
a cricket
a
ground. Grass.
Have you been to Blundstone Park?
It's not. Blundstone Arena.
Play
yeah.
it.
It's a fantastic venue.
Is it?
Fantastic venue.
What's the
fair chance it's going to happen
could
there?
Play that.
What's on?
What's the fair chance it's going to happen there?
Right.
Correct.
What, and is that bad for Victoria? Absolutely not.
Oh, well, that's
Victoria.
Fantastic way to win the Sheffield Ooh, Shield. The yeah, that's fantastic.
That's the reality of the situation. Actually, the forecast is pretty good for the next 5 days in Tassie. So there shouldn't be too many issues with weather. Thank you, Jeff, for getting involved. Speaking of...
They're going to play Whitey? Surely they're going to play.
Speaking of the Victorian Bush Rangers, this has gone under the radar a bit. This Greg Shippard is bowing out after this game. This release from from Cricket Victoria. Greg Shippard will coach his final game for the Commonwealth Bank Bush Rangers this weekend in the Bupa Sheffield Shield final, with Cricket Victoria not extending his contract beyond this year. Now, Hoggy and I spoke to Greg Shippard on Tuesday and asked him about the situation. He didn't know where it was going to head, but clearly it hasn't gone well for Shippy. This from Tony Dodamode, CEO of Cricket Victoria. The Bush Rangers have played... What about this? They've played interstate for 8 of the 9 completed matches, with the final also away. And to finish on top of the ladder is a huge testament to Greg, the players, and his coaching staff. But...
Here's a big but.
There's no but here. This is me.
Oh.
But...
Oh, okay.
We don't think he's going to be very good anymore. So we won't renew his contract. It's an odd decision. Clearly there's something more at play here. In his reign, the Bush Rangers have claimed 3 Sheffield Shields.
Just cut through.
150 over title, 4 2020 titles. And Sean Graff saying, Greg is unrivaled in terms of knowledge of Victorian cricket, and we will look to utilise that in the future, as well as his expertise as a specialist batting mentor. But he won't be coaching. That's my bit at the end. It's an odd situation. You finish on top of the Shield, and you can't quite get a new deal. Something's going to play here.
Something's happening here.
On the eve of the final, is it?
Well, I suppose it gives a chance for everyone to know and acknowledge what he's been able to do throughout.
I've got quite a theory.
Well, I'm going to hear it after the break. 23-2. Back with more shortly.
Should be good with your breaks.
Casual Friday, Richie, I'll read it till 2. After that, it really starts to ramp up Sports Central Plus. And I did mention before 2 o'clock our time, the cricket. It's 2:30 our time, 2 o'clock Adelaide time, so apologies for that. It did seem to be very, very conveniently fixtured after Casual Friday, that World Cup clash between Australia and Pakistan.
And a lot of advice for Rita. One person, Bungower Road, Peninsula Link, Springvale Road, Rita.
No.
Someone else, Glenn, says, tell lazy Rita to go Baxter Turidan Road, then Western Port Highway to Southeastern Freeway. The way that we're used to go.
It's
not too hard.
Yeah, I really want to be on the weekend stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic on old roads that no one uses anymore.
Also up in New South Wales.
Why wouldn't you want to beat your house on the weekend? You're never there.
Exactly,
the
I know. But, you know, I needed a topic to come up
with. You haven't got a photo to take of a train or a tram on the way through, so you might as well take a shot of the beach. I haven't seen one of them for a while.
Oh, my God, I have been remiss with my...
I know.
Especially my sunset shots.
I haven't had one
I will remedy that this weekend.
We haven't had one for what? How many hours?
Two or three minutes.
No, it's been days.
Oh. extraordinary.
What I was starting to think the sun was had forgotten to set.
What a city.
Over the water.
Your part of the world.
Never get sick of this site. Buddy, insert said photo. Hey, New South Wales racing, the first cobalt case.
Oh.
Darren Smith, who was found guilty of more than 40 charges relating to cobalt found in horses from his stable. Before
how many charges?
40. Before a national threshold of 200 was introduced, they handed down their penalty, saying previous poor
before
drug records.
Before it was introduced?
Before it was introduced.
So these are retrospective.
No, no, they found it. There was a... I think they.
No, you can, because you can do that with a drug testing for... No,
he admitted injecting horses with a substance given to him by disqualified harness racing.
Didn't know they were abusing it.
Would you shush?
So he admitted injecting the horses.
Ooh.
And he said the threshold was unnecessary because the rules say substances which change the blood pattern of a horse are banned, and they've given him 15 years suspension.
15 years?
So he is done for life.
So the...
15 years?
What about other high-profile trainers who are facing similar charges?
Well, that's New South Wales, so we now...
of course, Peter Moody and Danny O'Brien have been implicated in a cobalt situation.
Mark Cavanagh as well.
Mark Cavanagh as well.
Lee and Shannon Hope, yeah.
So what is that?
Have any of them made similar admissions or are they maintaining?
No, they certainly haven't. And we don't know the levels over the 200 allowed threshold. So that's an ongoing investigation.
15 years.
So that'd be
which is
nervous.
In effect, that's life.
That's life, effectively, yeah.
Because you've lost your business, you've lost everything.
That's big news, Richo.
Hmm. That's good.
Oh, I imagine, well, you know what? Catch them. Absolutely.
If they're catching them, get rid of them.
Well, you know what? There needs to be a bit of integrity in racing. So if there's a decent penalties handed down, then we'll applaud it.
That's on the back of. What about the 23 extra greyhound trainers in Queensland who were banned this week in the live baiting?
Got caught, did they?
Well, yeah, they must have. Yeah, they got banned.
Yeah, no, but was that a separate investigation or that was exposed on the back of?
On the back of, yeah. So 23 more up there this
week. How many cuts?
Not a great week for racing.
It's interesting, the cuts. Was it that? That's interesting, you know, the term racing, whether or not, I know they're in it together in a lot of areas from a turnover point of view and you know, they own a radio station together, et cetera. How many cuts one of them cops before the others go, wouldn't mind distancing myself from you?
That's not a bad point.
Well, greyhound racing is toxic at the moment. I can understand if the others...
You know the amazing
want to wash
thing.
Their hands off it completely.
You know the amazing thing is the betting turnover on it hasn't dropped.
No,
this is the rusted on. That's what we talked about at the time. The rusted ons don't care.
Don't care.
They just want to bet on the dogs. It's very interesting. Bizarre. Tomo's in Avondale Heights. Hello, Tomo.
Hello, how are you, Richard, Daniel, and Rita?
Hello,
I just want a bit of a comment on the now that the TVN racing's finished, the broadcasting. I just wonder if there's anything better for us in Victoria about a coverage because that. Stuff they put up on 521 is actually crap.
So you're talking about TVN situation there.
So watch this space, Tomo. I don't know if you've had a chance at the moment to jump on racing.com. You can watch it live on your iPad, and if you've got Apple TV, then you can just sync it to your TV and you can watch it all live. And that's just a Victorian racing throughout.
There's no television-only coverage.
No television-only coverage for these next couple of weeks.
They'll play the races on Sky, but you won't get the full... Sort
they
of
play the mounting yard coverage on Sky too, a very quick version of the mounting yard coverage of what is happening from the racing.com team, or Racing Live team as it's called. But Tomo, if you've checked out that or jump on the internet and you can watch that, but I understand that it's far from ideal watching it, you know, watching on the internet. You want to watch it on the telly. All I can say to you is watch this space. It's things will be happening quickly.
Has Mr. Martin stepped in and said, Jason, we'd like you to come and be a part of our programming? Mr. Martin at 7.
Mr. Lewis?
Mr. Lewis Martin at 7.
I'm doing a couple of bits and pieces for the next couple of weeks only. Just bits and pieces.
It's audition time.
Now,
why do you shine the bonds today?
Yeah, KB's spotted this.
I'm not
the teeth are extra white.
The bonds.
You've been on the cobalt. I don't know what else you're doing. But there is. There's
I'm
a change.
I'm not on the cobalt.
You may be on the cobalt. 11 to 2, Matt
Shortley.
Good?
I'm going to get on it.
Hey, guys, we're now at the Cricket World Cup quarter final. Australia-Pakistan's at Adelaide Oval, 2:30 local time here, 2 p.m. local time in Adelaide. Are you starting to, Richo, I know you loves you some cricket, Rita. Mm. Now that we're up our knockout phase, are we getting engaged? Are we involved
in
this?
Oh, yes. Now is when you get interested.
Yeah, now I'm ready now. We're playing Pakistan.
We are?
Today at Adelaide.
That is correct.
Yes, yeah. No, that's good. Let's get into it. This is where it should start. Tournament should start at this stage. Start a quarter final and do the rest of it. As I've said,
yes,
three years leading into it should be round robin, working all that out, and the top eight teams arrive here.
So you'd want seven games for the World Cup?
Yeah, well, mate, well, this has been
going I know that you've been concerned about the length.
Yeah, that's right.
But
and we see this farcical situation where Sri Lanka's just killing it. Like, Kumar, your man.
My man.
He scored four centuries. Everyone's like, how good Sri Lanka? Well, the first time that actually they play a proper game, they're gone.
Well,
off
not
home.
A proper game. A bit harsh. Serious contender. Off serious home. Contender. Sadly.
Off home.
Can I forward off my
home?
Theory?
My man Kumar just had to hold up an end, in fact.
40? You got 19 balls before he could get off the mark. Sorry, as you were.
Sorry. Love
I
you.
Have theory to forward.
Oh, yeah. Well, what is it?
It has not been forwarded.
Well, forward it!
Well, with the demise of the, well, not the demise, but a current coach moving on.
Sorry, which sport?
Greg Shippett.
Oh, Greg Shippett. Right, just for those that...
2 minutes ago, wasn't that long ago.
I just want to make sure you know what you're talking about.
Our former co-host.
Oh, hello, the Chuck.
Chuck's there.
The Chuckles.
Couldn't he fit into that role beautifully?
Well, he's still on leave. He's got a contract with South Australian Cricket, my understanding. Is he still
on
personal
leave? Yes, but he's
on leave
for personal reasons.
Well, I understand that.
And he's a Victorian. He's got a base in Mount Martha. His kids went to school there. That's where the family long term, I believe, wants to be.
Right. You've been speaking to Chuck, have you?
No.
Clearly.
I haven't been talking to Chuck.
There's been conversations.
There's been no conversations. I'm putting forward
theories.
We've had contact.
Is
it part of the Mount Martha sort of...
Well,
we used to frequent the same cafes, but now it's been in Adelaide for forever.
Good theory. David Saker, of course, is the other one that would be very much in play with his new role at the Melbourne Stars. No, Renegades. Sorry, he's a Renegade coach.
And was doing some great work over in England.
He was. Don't know what happened.
So I just think that is a genuine possibility, and I wonder whether that's in the thinking when they let
the current
coach go.
You're basically peddling.
So is this what you will be?
You're peddling the theory
using your medium outlets for, like when
you're going to do an article on
this. Will this be a column? Chuck's back.
Well, I just think it's a beautiful fit. He's done very well over there. He's proved himself. Why not come home and do it here?
Darren's very good coach.
Oh my God! You could.
Because
go
we don't want
headline.
Chuck to be missing, to be like the other famous Chuck, Richie Cunningham's older brother,
who never actually existed apart from that one show, wasn't it?
No, he was in the first series for about four episodes.
Oh, it was a four.
And then Chuck went away. Chuck never came back.
Chuck,
he didn't test didn't well he with go the to audience.
War? Did Chuck go to war?
I think he was in the army, wasn't he, Chuck?
Well, I remember Chuck always had
a
basketball. Chuck always had a basketball. Chewing gum, basketball.
No, the audience, I'm with you. The audience didn't test, rate it. The audience test didn't rate Chuck.
Really?
We wanted the red nut. We wanted Richie to be the main man.
Yeah.
And we got our wish.
And we got, and Joni.
And then we got Chachi.
And I've got a feeling our Chuck's coming back.
Joni never did it for you, Joni.
No, Joni never did it for me.
Really?
Jenny Piccolo, on the other hand. As always, team, we've run out of time, which means the news is coming up. I want you to have a great weekend at Bendigo, Richo.
Thanks, mate.
Good luck Sunday at home in front of the TV, Rita, because you've got nowhere else to go because you're landlocked. It's tough on the peninsula. Take a photo. Give me some sunsets. Just do something. News time, 2 o'clock.